John and Teresa Whitty are in the studios with the Rural Solutions Technology Show.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
One of my favorite shows to do all week.
Ours, too.
I do a number of them. Yours, too, huh? Well, yeah. That's good.
It's my favorite show I do.
Yeah, how's your week going?
So far, so good. Yeah.
Good. Plugging along?
Yeah. But I just want to kind of put it out there. There's some weather coming again. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
And
everyone's talking about the weather.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And I won't get too much about the weather itself, but we're to that time of year where power surges, spikes, brownouts, you know, those things are very common. So last week I called several businesses I work with and talked about backup and shutting things down. And, you know, a couple of them said, you never thought about that. It doesn't seem like, you know, something we have to worry about right now. And so I just wanted to kind of put it out there. If you don't have to have your computer on when the weather starts, you know, getting bad and the power starts flickering, just turn it off and wait till the storm's over.
Even during a snowstorm, a ice storm?
Yeah, the snow's getting heavier now or there's more ice in it and the wind is always following it, you know, you're going to get some lines probably tapping each other. And that's where most of that comes from. And it seems like every time we get the first few of the spring, we get calls.
Yep.
And if we can... You know, because it's never a good visit because, you know, something's major broken. So just kind of shut things off and save you that pain.
Okay. Yeah, that's smart. Just shut it off till it passes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you could even unplug it.
Oh, unplug it from the wall. Is that better?
Well,
unplugging it from the wall, that helps.
I suppose most modern electrical systems are not going to carry that. But yeah, that would be the best. Mm-hmm. And the Ethernet port or whatever you're plugged into. Modems used to come, when we used modems, we had phone lines going in the back of all the computers, and that's where it usually entered. So people would unplug the power, but not the phone lines.
Oh.
And that didn't work so good. So, okay. I mean, everybody can get what they need on their cell phones now, it seems like.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to watch the radar, do it from your cell phone. If you don't have to have your computer on, don't.
Okay. You mentioned brownout. I don't think I've heard that term before.
Really? When the lights get dimmer?
Dimmer, but they don't flicker, just dimmer?
Yeah. And that's almost harder on equipment than...
Really? I never heard that before.
Up and down, yeah, because it's just low power, so everything's not quite powered enough.
Is that just a farm thing, or is that a city thing, too?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a city thing, too. I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'll have to Google that when I get done. That's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
This
brownout.
Is not the Rural Solutions Electricity Show, so we can...
Yeah, we got a different topic today, don't we,
Teresa?
Yeah, what
is it?
Yeah, well, we're going to... talk to parents and grandkids about keeping your kids safe. We do this every once in a while. But we're going to talk specifically today about YouTube.
Okay.
YouTube is, and you know, I'm of the getting older generation because I don't go to YouTube so much for entertainment. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at it for, you know, like how to do things,
a lot of people do that.
You know, house repairs, things like that, whatever. But I guess a lot of parents are using it for entertainment for kids because you can look up like the latest videos and whatnot, and you can watch things on Netflix or whatever TV.
I know
thing
a lot of
have,
parents that go to, you know, just if they want the kid to watch something, they turn the computer on and put on, you know, just Google Elsa
on YouTube,
Frozen or something like that. That's kind of one of the popular ones that most seen. And, you know, let the kid just watch, and then you do something else while the kid's watching. But I pick on Elsa because that is one of the worst ones now, potentially. What's happening is...
Well, let's step back for a moment. So in 2015, because this is a problem, obviously you can look up how to create a bomb on YouTube. You know, you can look up anything and get into a lot of trouble. And so in 2015, they created YouTube Kids. Was just really a great thing, and you could, you know...
What's that about?
Well, it just restricts things. Videos are rated by age, apparently, and you can... They just really limit what the kids can see.
Okay.
But lately, there's been a problem on YouTube Kids, and that's what the concern is now, because parents have felt really safe letting their kids be on their tablets or whatever on YouTube Kids. And they had this sense of safety. But lately...
I've heard reports of people watching Elsa videos, and all of a sudden the kid...
Okay, what's Elsa? I'm sorry, what was the Elsa video?
Disney Frozen.
Disney Frozen, the Elsa is...
That's a bad thing?
Nope. No. Elsa is a good
kid. It's a sweet little cartoon character.
Okay,
cartoon.
That's why I'm lost.
Cartoon.
Okay.
Let's say cartoons. There's Peppa Pig.
Oh, there's, yeah, there's a Thomas bunch of the different Train. Ones.
There's all these different popular videos that kids watch all the time, and parents let them because they're great.
Okay.
There's even teaching videos, yep. You know, ABCs,
there's nothing
nursery
wrong with,
rhymes.
With 99% of it.
Yep.
But there are some videos that'll start out normal, you know, video kids watching and everything, and then somebody will add things in the middle of it, terrible things.
Well, okay, so maybe what it really is, it'll look real, real similar. We're picking on Elsa.
Yeah.
Okay, picking on Frozen. So it'll look really similar to it, but not quite. Have you ever seen like a video of, well, VeggieTales?
Yep.
You know, there was the old VeggieTales, and then they came up with a VeggieTales on Netflix. And
I remember that.
And it was more animated. Like a, they were both animated, but it was different than the original.
Okay.
And you could tell it was different, but it was still the same thing. That's kind of how this is. It's actually an infringement on copyright, I suppose.
Yep.
But these people are doing it, and they're making kind of spoof videos.
Parodies.
So like maybe teenagers would watch Elsa be hit over the head with a club and bleed, and they'd think that was funny. Right.
Okay.
But if you're having your kid watch this video, that's not a good thing to do.
Right. So that was a good example. Okay.
Yeah, and there's several videos that take it much farther than that.
Right. Right. And some of them now it seems that they are actually targeting these kids' videos, and who knows why?
I don't know what gets into some people. But.
You know, Spider-Man is getting pregnant, and so-and-so is drinking bleach. And,
okay.
I mean, just these horrible things that these videos, that these kids don't understand, that their favorite characters are doing these inappropriate horrible
7-year-old
things.
Can't tell the difference between the real video and this one, especially when it starts out the same.
Wow.
And like I said, it's not just Frozen stuff. Yeah. I mean,
it's not Disney that's doing this. You know, we're not saying any of these cartoons are doing bad things. It's of course, you know, those people that
do these. So how can I protect my grandchildren
from
this?
How can you protect your grandkids and your kids? Yeah. Right. Well, there's something called restricted mode, and that helps. Okay, so that's near the bottom of the page on YouTube Kids.
And that's just YouTube Kids that has that.
And you can also turn off the search feature. So that'll limit what the kids can see. And you can create channels for your kids so it would have their favorite things on it.
Okay.
And they wouldn't have to go searching for other content that way. They just click and go.
Okay.
Because that's where you get into trouble is searching for this stuff and it pops up with something that's not genuine.
Okay.
So another suggestion is to limit the use of headphones. If your kid has a tablet with headphones on, you don't really hear what's going on. You know, if the headphones aren't on, you can, you know, at least hear it. And if something inappropriate happens.
And if you're kind of keeping an eye on the screen and you don't hear it, it might look harmless what they're doing. But what are the words they're using?
Right. You know? And of course, watching it together is always the best case. But we know that doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm. So how do you know that's the real thing or the copy thing type thing?
If you're creating your own YouTube channel, I would recommend sitting down and watching it before the kids do. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to be with the kids when they're doing it, and then just only allow that particular video to be among the ones that are played. So they just don't search Elsa.
Right.
And who knows what they find.
Yep. If you do come across an inappropriate video, you can flag it. And every video on YouTube Kids that's flagged gets viewed by a real person. And they're doing this all the time, constantly, to try to keep things good. They want it to work. So everyone that's flagged will get viewed by a person, and then it's determined if it's appropriate or not. And if it's not, they'll take it off.
Okay.
But what you need to remember is there's no filter that's 100% accurate. There's bad people in the world, and they will continue to do things.
And the scary, sad thing about this, some of these videos have been watched a million times.
Yeah.
I mean, they have counters, you know, how many viewers.
Wow.
And so you think, a million, that's safe. No, it's not.
Yep. Good subject there.
Yeah, just be cautious, consumers of everything.
And Teresa mentioned YouTube. My wife does YouTube a lot and how to do that. And that's very helpful that way.
Yep, and so, you know, technology can be a great, wonderful thing. It's a great tool.
I was doing a home project once, and she was over my shoulder holding her iPad going, this is how you do it. Okay.
Hey, it worked.
Obviously, I was doing it wrong, so that's where YouTube comes in real handy.
Indeed, indeed. Just be careful.
All right, good subject. Protect your kids.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep, we're all about that.
How can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can come and see us on Main Street, Madison. We're right across from United Prairie Bank. Or you can give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or as always, send an email to support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Paul. You.
Enjoy your walk back to the shop. All right, that's John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Show.